Thank you. Some of the initiates had come from as far away as the Sudan on camelback, a painful journey of 6 weeks. I had come from even further across the desert waste, where great rivers run away into the sand. The river hath more need of the fountain than the fountain hath need of the river. Here the fountain bubbled up through his lips and ours from the great fossil underground river where the blind crocodile of Alamut has lurked for centuries in the dark. Sun, whose after image still burned on the backs of our eyes, had fallen over the edge of worlds, drawing the blue flood of night over the Sahara. We closed out the desert. We sat with our eyes fixed on the diamond-hard white flame of the carbide pinky lamp, standing on the center of the map by the ancient spider to the feet, which I had brought from Morocco. I took my place in the circle and became the other initiate, one after the other, as I had been instructed to, night after night. On the 40th night, when I took my place and became the link in the chain, I fell into this impression of someone new and powerful. I glanced around the circle of dark brothers, recognized the black marabou from our left. We sang the canto together around the white light of the kinky, and I knew that it was time to make the part. To leave and leave it. Oh, the strange relaxation of it. Only I was alien as it had ever conceived of happening. The assumptions of my fellow initiates would have made any of my present compatriots mysterious. Part here, and all in the very moment. Everything else is bump and slow, meet and goodbye, and only the Brotherhood of the Assassins assures ritual continuity. The laughing, loyal heart is the one compounded and shared from all the little ones. We see the Libyan tribe in which I can speak, and most of them care little then.
Thank you. did only knew what a great joke God has played upon humanity. Yes, he's placed me in the midst of them for a vague purpose, so vague and yet so great that I don't know where it is myself. I don't know where this purpose lies hidden. But it's there. There's a fire that's burning within me to let me know. Yes, it's there. And my mind searches for it, my heart searches for it, and I look, and I think, yes, here it is. Then it's gone. It's like a mist. Then it's like a sunset. It's like a sunrise. It's like a universe. It lies there. And yet I walk among people all above, not knowing, and the people not knowing. And then I think, I say, what a great joke I am. And yet strangely enough, I look at people sometimes, and I hate them. I look at them, and I hate them. I don't want to destroy them, I don't want to harm them, but I hate them because I know that I'm part of them, that I'm here for them, that I belong to them. That's why I hate them. Because you see, if I didn't belong to them, if I wasn't placed in them, I would be a free spirit. But I can't be free as long as I haven't served my purpose. I can't be free as long as I can't give to people what I have to give to them. Yes, I'm more free than most men. I'm more free than most spirits. But yet I'm chained. You see, it's a great joke of me, too. Thank you.
circuits of the modern nights. Through huts, through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts the jungle line. In a low cut blouse, she brings the beer. Russo paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eyes and his steady hand, he paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above a five-piece band. He hangs it up above the jungle line. Ritual of sound and time, floating, drifting on the air-conditioned wind, and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women funnel through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving boats, charging, chanting down the jungle line. There's a poppy wreath on a soldier's tomb. There's a snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet, it slithers away on brass like mouthpiece spit. And metal skin and ivory boots go steaming up to Russo's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge, steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line. Thank you. I spy into your ear, dear international hostess. Yeah.